Učete.
Učete.
Kaže se da je.
Kaže se da je.
Za osobu koja vrši svoje dužnosti bez dodira sa gunama materijalne prirode, bez lažnog ja, sa velikom odlučnošću i entuzijazmom, ne kolebajući se u uspjehu i neuspjehu, kaže se da djeluje u guni vrline. Smisao. Osoba svjesna Krišne je uvijek transcendentalna prema gunama materijalne prirode. Ništa ne očekuje od rezultata dužnosti koje su joj povjerene, jer je nadišla lažni ja i ponos. Ipak, ostaje entuzijastična do kraja. Ne obazire se na nevolje koje je pretrpjela i uvijek je entuzijastična. Ne mari za uspjeh ili neuspjeh, jednaka je i u sreći i u nesreći. Takva osoba djeluje u guni vrline.
Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prastaya bhutale Srivati bhakti vedanta swami nitti namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desatarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Narayana Shivasami Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Today I would like to talk a little bit on how someone comes to Krishna consciousness.
Ja bih danas htio govoriti nešto o tome kako neko dođe, kako neko može doći u svjesnost, pokret za svjesnost Krishna.
In this verse of this evening, the way of action for someone who is in the mood of goodness. That means someone who spreads Krishna consciousness, he should be on that level at least, is described.
U ovom večerašnjem stihu je opisan način djelovanja osobe u guni vrline, a od nas u svjesnosti Krishna također se opisuje da smo, se očekuje da smo u guni vrline.
Such a person who is transcendental to false ego and pride, and he works with great determination and enthusiasm which cannot be broken.
Takva osoba koja je transcendentalna prema lažnom ja i ponosu djeluje sa velikim entuzijazmom koji ne može biti slomljen.
When someone wants to spread spiritual life or spiritual ideas to someone, he cannot be dependent on the immediate result.
Neko ko želi širiti transcendentalne poruke drugima, on ne može biti ovisan o trenutačnim rezultatima.
Yes, a person who wants to spread Krishna consciousness, I'm sorry, I said why someone becomes a devotee. I want to describe someone who spreads Krishna consciousness, in other words, helps other people become devotee.
Ja želim govoriti o tome kako neko može širiti svjesnost Krišne i pomoći drugima da postanu bhakte.
See, someone who spreads Krishna consciousness must be connected with the current of Krishna's mercy.
A netko ko širi svjesnost Krišne, on mora biti povezan sa Krišnom milošću.
When such a person prays to Krishna to deliver someone from material existence, then that person to whom or for whom is he prays is certainly delivered.
Kada takva osoba moli Krishna za neku drugu osobu da da je spasi, onda takva osoba za koju se moli, takva osoba biva izbavljena.
Srila Prabhupada described once how he saw his duty as a spiritual master, that means as someone who brings others to Krishna consciousness.
A Srila Prabhupada je govorio da je dužnost duhovnog učitelja, da je duhovni učitelj taj koji dovodi druge do svjesnosti Krishna.
The real ocean of mercy is Krishna, and it is the duty of the spiritual master to tell his disciple to come to the ocean and be happy.
Pravi ocean milosti je Krishna. Dužnost duhovnog učitelja je da kaže svojim učenicima kako da dođu do Krishna i budu sretni.
I am trying my best, and if you try to follow, surely you will benefit.
Ja pokušavam na najbolji mogući način. Ako vi mene slijedite, sigurno ćete imati veliku dobrobit.
Krishna is unlimited. No one can catch him. But if someone follows the parampara, that means the line of spiritual master, he agrees to be captured.
Krishna je neograničen. Nikoga ne može dostići. Međutim, ako neko slijedi lanac učeničkog nasljeđa parampara, Krishna pristaje da ga dobiva, da bude uhvaćen. Dostignut.
Someone who wants to bring others to Krishna consciousness, he has to be sure that he is able to lead those people to the ocean of mercy, to Krishna.
Onaj koji želi dovesti druge ljude do svjesnosti Krishna, on mora biti siguran da da je sposoban dovesti druge do tog oceana milosti koji predstavlja Krishna.
In other words, over the devotee you reach Krishna.
Svi bhakte dostižu Krishna.
It is said a devotee is an ocean of mercy.
Kaže se da je bhakta ocean milosti.
What does this mean?
A što to znači?
Is he like an ocean?
Da li on kao ocean?
Sometimes someone who eats much prasadam looks like oceanic, but of course he cannot be like an ocean.
Neko ko jede puno prasadama može izgledati kao ocean, ali inače kako bhakta može biti ocean?
You can draw from an ocean an unlimited amount of this is the explanation. You can draw from an ocean an unlimited amount of water.
Iz oceana možete izvući neograničene količine vode.
In the same way, when you are connected to Vaishnava, through him you can draw from the ocean of mercy, that is Krishna.
Na sličan način, kada ste povezani sa Vaishnavom, možete kroz njega jednostavno izvući toliko mnogo iz oceana milosti, a to je Krishna.
Krishna, in other words, moves by the desire of his pure devotee.
Drugim rečima, Krishna je ganut, Krishna reagira na želje svojih čistih bhakta.
Yes. To give you an example, once there were two drunken sons of a very rich man called Kuvera.
Da ću vam jedan primjer. Jednom su bila dva pijena sina jednog velikog bogatog čovjeka koji se jedne veoma bogate osobe koji se zvao Kuvera.
They were drinking wine and at the same time enjoying with many females, with many women in the water, some water place, and they were all completely naked.
Jednom su oni tako pili vino i potpuno goli su uživali u vodi sa mnogim djevojkama.
This reminds me very much of the secret police, the KGB in Russia, which had naked prostitutes swimming in bassins of water, and they were looking at it. You know, these were bassins from glass.
To me podsjeća na tajnu policiju bivše Rusije, KGB, koji su držali djevojke, koji su promatrali djevojke kako se kupaju u goloj vodi.
Išvinite. So, they were enjoying like this, drinking wine, and you know, enjoying the water with women.
Dakle, oni su tako pili vino i uživali u igrama sa djevojkama u vodi.
So the saint Narada Muni came by and he saw it, and these men didn't even have the decency to cover themselves.
I kada je naišao svet mudrac Narada, ta dva muškarca nisu čak imali ni toliko stidljivosti da se pokriju pred njim.
So they prayed, so Narada Muni said, you are so lusty, as a result for this, I curse you that you stand for hundreds of years naked.
I Narada Muni je rekao, vi ste toliko požudni, zbog toga vas ja proklinjem da stotinu godina stojite goli.
Many hundreds of years.
Mnogo stotina godina.
You will become trees.
Postaćete drveće.
So they said, oh, sorry. They were shocked. And they said, sorry, we blew it. Please excuse us.
I oni su rekli, oh, molim te, oprosti nam, žao nam je.
Please excuse us.
Molim te, oprosti nam.
Yes. We were under the influence of wine. We couldn't really think what we were doing.
Izvinjavamo se, mi smo bili pod utjecem vina i mi nismo znali što činimo.
So Narada Muni saw that they were regretting sincerely their sinful ways, and he said, okay, I cannot revoke the curse that you will become trees, but you will become trees in the courtyard of Krishna, and Krishna will deliver you from this curse of being trees.
Narada Muni, mudrac Narada Muni je vidio da oni zaista iskreno žale i rekao im je, dobro, ja ne mogu povući svoju kletvu, ali barem mogu preobratiti tu kletvu tako da ćete postati drveće u dvorištu Nande Maharaja.
So all, and Krishna will deliver you.
I Krishna će vas izbaviti.
So although they were so sinful and disqualified.
Iako su oni bili toliko grešni i nekvalificirani.
So totally lusty.
Tako potpuno požudni.
And uncivilized.
I necivilizirani.
By the blessings of the pure devotee, they actually took birth in the courtyard, and they had ample association of Krishna's parents, and they had ample association with the Lord.
Ali milošću čistog bhakte, oni su se rodili u dvorištu Krišninih roditelja i na taj način dobili mogućnost da se druže sa gospodinom.
And by this mercy, yes, they were finally delivered from their existence, and they became associates of the Lord.
I pomoću te milosti oni su bili oslobođeni svoje egzistencije i postali su pratioci gospodina. Bhakte gospodina.
Yes. So this is really how someone becomes a devotee.
To je način kako neko može postati bhakta.
He is meeting other devotees.
Dakle, on sretne drugu bhaktu.
Saints who walk on this planet Earth.
Svetu osobu koja hoda po ovoj planeti Zemlji.
And if he manages to obtain the mercy from them,
iako uspije da dobije milost od te svete osobe,
he will be liberated from his material existence.
Onda će on biti oslobođen od svoje materijalne egzistencije.
I want to read to you something which I find very interesting.
Želim vam pročitati nešto što ja smatram veoma interesantnim.
It was in the year 1969 where Prabhupada wrote a very remarkable letter about preaching.
Ovo potiče iz 1969. godine, kad je Šila Prabhupada napisao jedno izuzetno pismo koje govori o propovjedanju.
He said, actually, if one true Vaishnava goes any place in the world, then the spiritual instincts of the more advanced souls he comes into contact with will be awakened.
I'm sorry, it's too much for me.
If one true Vaishnava goes to any place in the world,
ako neko pomoću Vaishnave ode na bilo, zahvaljujući Vaishnave ode na bilo koje mjesto u svijetu,
then the spiritual instincts of the more advanced souls,
onda spiritualni instinkt najnaprednijih duša,
he comes into contact with, will be awakened.
Sa kojima dolaze u kontakt, onda takva osoba biva probuđena.
Throughout the material universes there are many such spiritually inclined souls.
Kroz po čitavom univerzumu postoji toliko mnogo duhovno osoba koje su naklonjene duhovnosti.
And our mission is to present to everyone right knowledge of spiritual life.
A naša misija je da svakome prezentiramo pravo znanje o spiritualnom životu.
In this way those who are already interested may finish up their Krishna conscious business in this life and yes.
Na taj način oni koji su već zainteresirani oni mogu završiti svoj svjesnost Krishna već u ovom životu uspješno.
Simply by hearing our Sankirtan party,
jednostavno slušajući naše Sankirtan grupe,
buying books,
kupujući knjige,
attending our temple activities,
prisustvujući našim hramskim aktivnostima,
with association with devotees,
družeći se sa bhaktama,
and eating Krishna prasadam,
i jedući Krishna prasadam,
they will reach the perfection of their life.
Oni će dostići savršenstvo svojih života.
See, all those who are practicing now Krishna consciousness are such people who were already more advanced.
Vidite, oni koji sada praktikuju svjesnost Krišne, to su ljudi koji su bili nekako najnapredniji.
And when they now come in contact, when they came in contact with the devotees, it was coming out.
I kada su došli u kontakt sa bhaktama, to je jednostavno izbilo iz njih.
When Mahaprabhu, for instance, met the devotees.
Mahaprabhu, na primjer, sreo bhaktu.
He had a long journey behind him.
On imao jedan dugački put iza sebe.
Through many life forms.
Toliko mnogo različitih životnih oblika.
Until he took a fortunate birth in Croatia.
Sve dok nije imao tu sreću da se rodi u Hrvatskoj.
And then, when he met the devotees,
i kada sreo bhaktu,
he more or less acted immediately.
I on je odmah djelovao.
And took to the life of a transcendentalist.
I započeo je život transcendentaliste.
Or our dirigent of the orchestra. Yes, there is already some advancement there.
Da, dakle već je tu postojao neki napredak.
So that one, when one meets the devotees, one immediately can pick up where one left in his last life.
I kad takva osoba sretne bhaktu, ona nastavlja dalje od onog stepena do kojeg je došla u svom prethodnom životu.
When a Sankirtan devotee goes in the town, he will meet these more advanced people. Krishna will send them to him.
Kada Sankirtan bhakti idu po gradovima, oni će sresti te najnaprednije ljude. Krishna će ih poslati.
So that the people sometimes say, oh, I've waited for this. Isn't it, Vajramani? They say, Kuala Puno. This is exactly the thing I've been looking for, isn't it? They explode like this.
Ponekad ljudi kažu, oh, pa ja sam upravo na to čekao, za ne Vrađamani. Ljudi kažu, to je ono što me zanima. Za ne, to se tako nekad dešava.
I remember when I first saw the devotees, of course, in the very beginning I felt they came from planet Mars. I could, you know, it was difficult.
Ja se sjećam kad sam prvi put vidio bakte, naravno, baš prvi put kad sam ih vidio, na samom početku mislio sam da su pali s Marsa.
But that was because I didn't want to surrender.
Ali to je bilo zato da se nisam htio predati.
But the second time I just felt so attracted.
Ali drugi put sam se osjećao tako privučeni.
And what they told made immediate sense.
To što su oni rekli, to je napravilo trenutačni efekt.
And immediately, you know, I felt like picking up where I left in a previous life.
I odmah sam se osjetio kao da sam nastavio od one točke gdje sam stao u prethodnom životu.
Now, the devotee who goes to spread Krishna consciousness, like all of us, we have heard, we live in the temple, we want to bring this knowledge to others.
Dakle, bhakte koji idu širiti svjesnost Krišne, kao mi koji živimo u templu, idemo dati svjesnost Krišne drugima.
We have to know that when we are going out or when we are trying to spread Krishna consciousness, it is not because of our energy that it will spread.
Trebamo znati da kad idemo napolje da širimo svjesnost Krišne, da to nije zahvaljujući našoj energiji da mi idemo širiti svjesnost Krišne, da možemo širiti svjesnost.
We need to become empowered, to become instruments in the hands of Krishna.
Potrebno je da budemo opunomoćeni, da budemo instrument u Krišnim rukama.
Only then we will attract those conditioned souls who are on that level which I was describing.
Jedino tada ćemo moći privući te uslovljene duše koje su na tom nivou koje sam sada malo priopisao.
Now it is interesting, what do we mean when we hear the word empowered?
A sad je interesantno da čujemo što mi mislimo kada čujemo riječ o punomoćen.
Empowered means you have another energy is flowing through you.
Biti opunomoćen, to znači da kroz tebe teče jedna druga energija.
As you well know, there are two forms of energy.
Kao što vi već dobro znate, postoje dva oblika energije.
Purushakara means what a human being can do.
Purushakara znači ono što ljudsko biće može uraditi.
By his own intelligence and bodily strength.
Svojom vlastitom inteligencijom i tjelesnom snagom.
For instance, by my bodily strength, I can run 5 kilometers an hour or 10 kilometers an hour maybe.
Recimo, svojom tjelesnom snagom ja mogu trčati 5 ili 10 kilometara na sat.
And if I have good prasadam, maybe 12 kilometers an hour.
Ili ako imam dobar prasadam, možda 20 kilometara na sat.
But then I come to my granica.
Ali onda ja dođem do svoje granice.
Yes. That's called Purushakara.
To se zove Purushakara.
Now, another form of energy is when one becomes empowered and then one is the Daivi.
Drugi oblik energije kada mi postanemo opunomoćeni, to se zove Daivi.
That means the divine energy makes it possible.
To znači da da božanska energija čini za nas stvari mogućima.
Just to give you an example, I could go into an airplane and then instead of going 12 kilometers an hour, I can go 912 kilometers an hour.
Kao na primjer, ako ja kada uđem u avion, umjesto da idem 20 km na sat, ja mogu ići 920 km na sat.
It's not my own strength, it's the strength of the airplane which carries me.
Ali to nije moja vlastita snaga, već snaga aviona koji me nosi.
So this Krishna consciousness movement is not spread by physical and mental energy.
Dakle, ovaj pokret za svjesnost Krishne se ne širi pomoću fizičke i mentalne energije.
But by Krishna's divine arrangement.
Već pomoću Krišnih božanskih aranžmana.
And if you want, you can become a part of that arrangement.
I ako vi želite, možete postati dio tih aranžmana.
And feel like an instrument in the hands of God.
I možete se osjećati kao kao instrument u rukama Boga.
This spiritual energy is called Bhakti Shakti.
Ta duhovna energija se zove Bhakti Shakti.
And it is coming to us through the line of the cyclic succession, that means the line of spiritual masters to which we are connected.
I ona dolazi do nas kroz lanac učeničkog nasljeđa s kojim smo mi povezani.
I want to give you next example.
Želim vam dati još jedan primjer.
Dayalu Prabhu can empower me.
Dayalu Prabhu me može upunomoći.
He can, he is a very rich temple president.
Yes. On je veoma bogat temple president.
He can write a check.
On može napisati check.
For Sachinandan Swami.
Za Sachinandan Swami.
108 marks.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then I can go with the check and go to the bank account.
I onda ja uzmem taj check i odem do banke.
And I can draw money.
I onda pomoću tog čeka mogu povući, dobiti novac.
Although I am a poor sanyasi.
Iako sam ja siromašan sanyasi.
All of a sudden I have 108 marks in my.
Odjednom ja imam 108 maraka na glavi.
How is this possible?
Kako je to moguće?
Dayanu has empowered me. By writing out the check. You follow, in other words, by, you know, it's such a simple example. By getting that power from Dayanu, I have access to the ocean of money.
To je tako jednostavan primjer. Jednostavno time što me Dajalo punomoćio, ja sam dobio pristup oceanu novaca.
I have made it a little humorously, but don't let the humor carry away your analytical intelligence.
Ja znam da je to pomalo smiješno i humoristički, ali molim vas, nemojte da humor odnese vašu analitičku inteligenciju.
This is a simple example from everyday life. By writing on a piece of paper and giving me this paper, I can do what I couldn't possibly done. Imagine I would go to the bank and say, Mr. Dayalu is my friend. I'm sure he has nothing against it if you give me 108 marks.
To je jednostavan primjer iz svakodnevnog života. Kad vam neko pismeno vas opunomoći, vi možete dobiti novac. Recimo, ja mogu otići u banku i reći bankovnom činovniku, znate šta, Dayalu je moj prijatelj, ja sam siguran da bi on meni dao 108 maraka.
They would just chase me away.
Oni bi me tek tako samo otjerali.
I would sit before the bank, no one understands me. So in the same way, our spiritum, we can become empowered to do certain things.
Dakle, na isti način mi možemo biti opunomoćeni da uradimo određene stvari.
And when we are empowered like this, impossible things become possible through us.
I kad smo mi tako opunomoćeni, nemoguće stvari postanu moguće kroz nas.
Like in this example, the bank treats me like a guest of honor and gives me 108 marks.
Recimo, bankovni činovnik može da me smatra počasnim gostom i da mi 108 maraka.
Examples have their granitas, obviously. Devotees who are doing something which is extraordinary feel that this is the easiest, that was very easy for them.
Bhakte koji čine nešto izuzetno, oni osjećaju da je to veoma lako za njih.
For instance, on Sankirtan.
Naprimjer, Sankirtan.
On book distribution.
U dijeljenju knjiga.
We have a devotee in Hungary who distributed to one person 11 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just to one.
Mi smo imali bhaktu u Mađarskoj koji je podijelio jednom čovjeku, jednoj osobi 11 setova Srimad Bhagavatama.
And the man was totally surprised.
A taj čovjek bio potpuno zaprepašten.
Why do I take all these books? I cannot understand it.
Zašto ne uzmem sve te knjige? Ne mogu shvatiti.
It's a, you know, huge pile of books.
Zamislite, ogromna gomila knjiga.
I don't even know what's in them. I just feel moved to buy all these books. It's like an existential urging in me.
Ali jednostavno osjećam potrebu da kupim sve te knjige. Osjećam taj poriv da ih uzmem.
Yes. There's another energy at work.
Da, to je druga energija koja djeluje.
Krishna is moving according to the desires of the devotees.
Dakle, Krishna sve pokreće u skladu sa željama bhakta.
So, your biggest day, so to say, on Sankirtan is also your easiest day, most easy way.
Vaši najveći dani, najbolji dani u Sankirtanu mogu proteći veoma lako za vas.
Or the day when you are just doing, when wonderful things happen through you, it is the easiest day. You feel I have nothing to do with it. It's all done by Krishna.
Jednostavno kad najviše dijelite, osjetite jednostavno da je lako za vas, ali onda shvatate da jednostavno vi nemate ništa s tim, da Krishna djeluje kroz vas.
There are a few examples how this flow of mercy can come through you, how you can become it, or not through you, how this flow of mercy works.
Postoji nekoliko primjera kako djeluje taj tok milosti koji protiče kroz vas.
But before I tell you the examples, I really want to read something to you.
Ali prije nego što vam kažem te primjere, ja zaista želim nešto da vam pročitam.
Devotees are so absorbed in thought of Krishna.
Absorbed in what?
Thought.
Bhakti su toliko absorbirani u misli o Krishna.
That they have no other engagement.
Tako da oni nemaju nikakvog drugog posla.
The smile of such a Krishna conscious person.
Osmijeh takve osobe koja je svjesna Krishna.
Is so attractive.
Je tako privlačan.
That simply by smiling.
Da jednostavno smiješeći se.
So many admirers, disciples and followers come.
Koliko mnogo obožavalaca, učenika i sljedbenika dođe.
Like Prabhupada just smiled. Smiled.
Kao na primjer Šrila Prabhupada što se smiješio.
And I saw with my own eyes. People were just felt so attracted, you know, to give up. They decide, I will give up my material life. I don't know why, but I will do it.
Ja sam vidio svojim vlastitim očima Šrila Prabhupada kad bi se nasmiješao, ljudi bi odmah pomislili, ja ću odmah prestati sa svojim materialističkim životom, sve ću napustiti.
In other words, they receive the mercy of the devotee.
I na taj način oni primaju milost od bhakte.
There are many examples in the history of Vaishnavism.
Postoji mnogo primjera u povijesti Vaishnavizma.
For instance, Haridas Thakur, the great saint, converted a prostitute who came to drag him down simply by his chanting.
Kao na primjer velika sveta osoba Haridas Thakur, on je preobratio prostitutku koja je došla da ga svuče sa njegovog položaja dok je mantra.
Narottamdas Thakur says that one pure devotee can deliver the whole universe.
Narottamdas Thakur je rekao da jedan čitav bhakta može izbaviti čitav univerzum.
Because the divine potency of God is going through him.
Zbog toga što božanska energija prolazi kroz njega.
So we all, and I want to end my lecture this evening here, can become carriers of this divine power.
Svi mi možemo biti nosioci te božanske moći.
And this is so such a great thing.
To je tako velika stvar.
That we will forget all our thoughts of little isolated sense gratification.
I mi ćemo tako zaboraviti na sve naše misli o čulom uživanju.
We will be excited to become instruments in the hands of Krishna.
Postaćemo jednostavno uzbuđeni i ushićeni da postanemo instrument u Krišnim rukama.
But we have to learn to capture this flow of energy, divine energy.
Ali trebamo naučiti da uhvatimo tok te božanske energije.
Yeah. For instance, if we come into this room and we want a cassette player to play beautiful music.
Na primjer, ako mi dođemo u ovaj u ovu sobu i pustimo rekorder kasetofon, recimo da nam, yes, nam svira fina glasba.
We have to know where to get the electricity from.
Prije svega mi moramo znati odakle uzeti struju, gdje je struja.
We have to find the plug.
Trebamo naći utikač.
In the room. We can't just put the thing into the stecker. Into, let us say, under the carpet.
Naprimjer, mi možemo štekar staviti ispod tepih.
And expect the cassette recorder to play.
I očekivati da kasetofon radi.
So when we want to become carriers of divine energy.
Ako mi želimo biti prenosioci božanske energije.
We have to know where to go with our štekar.
Mi moramo znati kuda idemo s našim štekerom.
Štekerom, yes. That is, we must go to a pure devotee.
Onda moramo otići do čistog bhakte.
And become connected to him.
I povezati se sa njim.
through following instructions.
A slijedjenjem njegovih instrukcija.
Yes. We should not have our own motivations, so.
Mi tada ne smijemo imati svoje vlastite motivacije.
But should desire to become servants.
Već trebamo željeti da budemo sluga.
That special mercy.
Ta specijalna milost.
Of the power to preach.
Koja dolazi od moći, od sposobnosti da se propovijeda.
And please remember, with preach we do not mean any sectarian concern or philosophy. We mean to give that divine spark to someone.
Pazite, propovijedanje to ne znači neko sektaško shvatanje filozofije, već istinsko davanje te božanske iskre, izvorne filozofije.
This power is given to a devotee who doesn't want anything material from his spiritual master.
Ta moć se daje bhakti, onom bhakti koji ne želi ništa materijalno od svog duhovnog učitelja.
And the example Prabhupada gives is Ravana.
Šla Prabhupada je rekao da primjer za to Ravana.
Ravana wanted Sita for his enjoyment.
Ravana je htio Situ za svoje osobno uživanje.
And he also what he got was a Maya Sita, not the real Sita.
Ali ono što je dobio, to je bila Maya, iluzorna Sita, a ne prava Sita.
So we can go to a spiritual movement to get something material.
Mi možemo otići u neki duhovni pokret da bismo dobili nešto materijalno.
And we will get it.
I dobit ćemo.
We'll get happiness.
I dobit ćemo sreću.
A big stomako. But we will not become carriers of the divine potency.
Ali nećemo postati prenosioci te božanske moći.
So, Hare Krishna, I wanted to end here. I do hope I said something which was relevant to all our devotees and guests.
Ja želim sada ovdje završiti. Ja se nadam da sam rekao nešto što je od pomoći i što primjenjivo na sve naše bhakte i goste.
Tomorrow morning we will discuss something the risks and the struggling of someone who is a carrier of divine mercy.
Sutra ćemo govoriti o riznicima i patnjama onih koji žele dijeliti božansku milost.
We will speak about tests and how to overcome them in spiritual life.
Govorit ćemo o testovima i kako prevazilaziti te testove u duhovnom životu.
And many interesting points.
Ostaje mnogo interesantnih pojava.
Hare Krishna, this is I will keep my time yes a little bit.
Hare Krishna.
Do you have any questions?
Da li ima nekih pitanja?
Na prošloj lekciji ste spomenuli kapacitet duše.
Kapacitet,
da.
During your last lecture, you have mentioned the capacity of the soul. So if you can explain it a little bit further.
The capacity of the soul is that he has an eternal inheritance.
Kapacitet duše je taj da ona ima jedno vječno nasljeđe, veliko nasljeđe.
You are very umarang. If you want, you could go here where the window is open. There's fresh air. It's all right, yeah. You had a long drive from Rijeka. Good that you came. So, you really look tired. You want to drink some tea? No? It's all right? So, you have an inheritance.
Dakle, to je kad imaš nasljeđe.
Which is your right.
Koje, na koje imaš pravo.
You're eternal.
Ti si vječan.
Full of knowledge.
Pun znanja.
And full of bliss.
I pun blaženstva.
You just have to get it.
I to jednostavno trebaš dobiti.
That's your capacity.
To je tvoj kapacitet.
It's enormous.
On je neograničen.
The soul actually is more powerful than the sun.
Dakle, duša je zapravo mnogo moćnija od sunca.
There will be a time when the sun will extinguish.
Doći će vrijeme kada će se sunce ugasiti.
But the soul is eternal.
Ali duša je vječna.
I said you have an inheritance, and what does this mean?
Ja sam rekao da imaš svoje nasljeđe, ali što to znači?
Our eternal nature is always there.
Naša vječna priroda je uvijek tu.
Just like an inheritance.
Kao, baš kao nasljeđe.
But sometimes we cannot use our qualities because we are covered with ignorance.
Ali ponekad mi ne možemo iskoristiti svoje kvalitete zato što smo odlike, zato što smo prekriveni neznanjem.
Just like someone who has an inheritance but who has no access to it.
Kao na primjer neko ko ima nasljeđe ali mu ono nije dostupno.
So we have to realize our spiritual nature just like we have to realize our inheritance.
Tako da mi moramo realizirati svoju duhovnu prirodu kao što trebamo realizirati svoje nasljeđe.
But the example of the inheritance has its limits because we always are eternal. It's always there, whereas the inheritance may be somewhere else.
Naravno, taj primjer sa nasljeđem je pomalo ograničen zato što nasljeđe može biti tamo negdje, a mi, naše duhovno nasljeđe je uvijek tu s nama.
If you just realize your Krishna consciousness, your capacity is unlimited.
Ako ti realiziraš svjesnost Krishna, tvoj kapacitet je neograničen.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Divno, zar ne?
You have talked during the lecture about the souls who are continuing their advancement in spiritual life,
yeah.
And when they come in contact with the devotee, it's immediately captured. And so what about the souls who have to begin their spiritual life in this life?
Mm-hmm.
Ti si govorio tokom lekcije o onim uslovljenim dušama koje su već imale neki duhovni napredak i onda su sad došli do trenutka da nastave dalje. Ali što je s onima koji tek počinju svoj duhovni
život? For such souls, the devotees have to make arrangements.
Za takve duše bhakte trebaju činiti aranžmane.
Like doing harinam.
Kao na primjer čineći harinam.
That is going on the road, on the streets and chanting the holy name.
Tako što bhakte idu po ulicama i pjevaju sveta imena.
By hearing the holy name, that can be the beginning.
Slušajući sveta imena, time počinje njihov početak.
Or prasadam distribution.
Ili dijeljene prasadam.
Like we were going, we were driving yesterday and we went to this house, you know, the Chestina house, the Starina.
Aha, kao na primjer, jučer smo se vozili i došli smo do objekta gdje se naplaćuju cestarine.
And then, you know, the Govinda Nandini wanted to pay the Shastarini na or something, and she had all the slutky kuklitsa. And the person was just smiling.
Na primjer, kad je Govinda Nandini plaćala cestarinu, odmah je dala i slatku kuklicu i osoba se nasmiješila i jedno pojela.
Yeah. So it may be the start of the spiritual life.
Dakle, možda je to početak njegovog duhovnog života.
In other words, devotees have to, you know, do something, make arrangements that those who are not yet advanced can have their own first contact. Prasadam harinam, book distribution, prasadam distribution.
Harinam, dijeljenje knjiga, dijeljenje prasadama.
Or just, you know, when you see someone, say, Hare Krishna. You know, something to get him going.
Dakle, treba mu dati nešto da započne.
But sometimes you must package it in a way that it's understandable.
Ali ponekad morate to upakovati na način koji je prihvatljiv za njih.
How we can behave towards the people, for example, our friends from childhood, you know, which I can understand, except the philosophy, but cannot make any more advance because they are so attached to material themselves.
Kako da se ponašamo prema osobama, recimo, koje poznamo još od djetinjstva i koji, koji su vezani, koji ne mogu napraviti, ne mogu, kako ne mogu razumjeti
filozofiju.
Koji shvaćaju filozofiju, ali su vezani. I naklonjeni su, ali su još uvijek vezani.
Well, you could, for instance, invite them and say, next Sunday I celebrate my birthday, you must all come.
Možeš im reći, možeš ih pozvati i reći, sljedeće nedelje ja slavim rođendan, želim da svi dođete.
Come to parka Lipnjecka.
Slavit ću na parku, u parku Ribnjak.
I once did this with all my friends, you know. They wouldn't come in any other way to the temple. So I said, around the time when I had my birthday, you know, the birthday party will be in the temple, you have to come.
To je možda jedini način za njih da dođu. Možete im reći, vi kad dođete tamo će biti već ekipa za rođendan spremna.
And I celebrated, you know, I didn't just say it.
I ja to zaista slavim, nije to da ja samo kažem.
We had prasadam.
Imamo prasadam.
And we said, now I teach you a song.
A i onda kažemo, ja sad ćete naučiti pjesmu.
Oh, God, they said, and took the guitars. Okay, E, F, D. Sometimes, in other words, some friends are only, it goes over the person.
Tako da jednostavno nekad sa nekim prijateljima možete ići, morate ići jednostavno preko njega.
You have to be like a most.
Morate biti kao most.
Ja, do Krishna.
Do Krishna.
Ne mogu ovaj. Mhm. Because I know they don't come in any other way.
Jer ja znam da oni možda neće doći ni na koji drugi način.
One time I met an old friend in Hamburg and he said, I've heard so many things about you. What is it really you're doing?
Jedan sam ja sreo jednog svog starog prijatelja u Hamburgu i on mi je rekao, ja sam čuo toliko mnogo o tebi, što ti zapravo radiš?
Moj tajna, yeah, I said.
Ja sam rekao, to je moja tajna.
And how are you dressed?
A kako si to obučen?
Moj tajna, yeah. And he was, and I said, if you want to find out, you have to visit me. And he came to the temple because he liked me very much. His name was Ulrich. Anyways. Titiksha, right? Yes, Titiksha.
I heard that when somebody dreams Krishna, that he will go in this life, back to Krishna.
Really?
Ja sam čuo da neko, kad neko sanja Krishna, da će on još u ovom životu otići natrag Krishna.
Then I have chances.
Nemam šansu.
I mean, there are certainly different types of dreams.
Postoje sigurno različite vrste snova.
And I would say, when you have heard this, you should ask the one who told it to you, why he said it, you know, what are his reasons? He must have reasons to say such a wonderful thing.
Kad ti neko kaže da je sanjao Krišnu, trebaš ga upitati zbog kojeg razloga ti je rekao tu divnu stvar.
I can well imagine that any contact with Krishna, will just bring further contact with Krishna.
Ja mogu lako zamisliti da bilo kakav kontakt sa Krishnom može omogućiti dalje kontakte sa Krishnom.
And then one advances more and more and more until finally one comes to Krishna.
I onda osoba napreduje sve više i više sve dok ne, konačno ne dođe do Krishna.
So when one begins his first step on this way by a dream or something.
Tako neko može u prvim koracima početi na takav način, kroz snove.
He will also have a second step on this way, and third and fourth.
Tako da će ta osoba na svom putu imati drugi, treći korak i četvrti.
And in this way come back to Krishna.
I na taj način vratiti se Krishna.
But that he immediately comes back to Krishna.
Ali da odmah se vraća Krishna.
That must have been a very idealistic Vaishnava who has thought this.
To mora biti zaista jedan idealistički Vaishnava. Idealan Vaishnava.
Wonderful.
But something happened. Actually, she came fast, fast. And now she's afraid to come because she said she liked it too much and that she won't.
He likes it too much.
ja nisam dobro čuo odavde. Ako možeš prevesti za.
That may be because she has a wrong understanding that she will end in the temple dressed up in a zari with a tilak on the forehead.
To je zato što onda ona može imati krivo razumijevanje da će završiti u templu obučena u sari sa tilakom na čelu.
So you have to can say as tell her no. There are many forms of practicing Krishna consciousness. One can also do it at home.
Tako da ti joj možeš reći da postoji mnogo različitih oblika prakticiranja svjesnosti Krišne, da se to može činiti kod kuće.
When I ate my first plate of halava, if I would have thought, one day I will be like these people, I would have never started eating.
Kad sam ja prvi puta pojao svoju svoj tanjur halave, nisam čuo kako bilo. Kad sam pojao svoj prvi tanjir halave, da sam tada pomislio da ću biti kao ovi ljudi koji su mi dali tu halavu, nikad ne bi došao, nikad ne bi pojao.
It's clear. One doesn't want to surrender usually.
To je jasno, osoba se obično želi predati.
You are happy to meet again, isn't it? It's nice, one should have Vaishnav friendships, very important. Good, so I think we have come to a natural end.
Ja mislim da smo došli do prirodnog kraja.
And we should let Sridham and Gopal now jump around in the house together.
Nemamo dozvoliti Sridham i Gopal da skaču
oko po kući. Sila Prabhupada ki. Jai Gauri Dai Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hare Krishna Sri Chaitanya Swami Maharaj Ki Jai